This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Many of the world's financial leaders meet today in Washington. Their goal is to restore something that it turns out is easy to lose and hard to get back, confidence in the financial markets. Alistair Darling is among the officials here in Washington. He is Great Britain's finance minister, and he's in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is tempting to look at the falling stock market in the last few days and conclude that everything that governments around the world have tried so far has not worked. Is that how you see it?
No, we're living in a time of huge uncertainty and huge turbulence. You know, we haven't seen the like of this for generations. And I think the key is to ensure that governments all over the world act together, firstly, to stabilize the banking system, because without the banking system being stabilized, then it's going to be very difficult to make further progress, but also agree amongst themselves that they will do whatever it takes to maintain stability. Now, I believe that governments can act, and I believe that they will act, and this weekend is a critical part of that.
But when you say will act, governments have already in the United States passed a giant financial bailout. Your government in Britain has partly nationalized the banks. There's been a global interest rate cut, and still the markets are going down. What's happening?
What's happening is that there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And I think that the US government has just recently put in place its legislation. We announced ours a couple of days ago. It's now being put in place. And as it is being put in place, I believe that it will rebuild confidence. If you look at what we're doing in the UK, we are putting money into the system immediately. But we're also saying to banks, look, if you need to build up your capital position, we can help you. We can take stakes in the bank. And of course, also critically, the British government is ready to guarantee lending between banks. Now, something similar is being done in the United States. Secretary Paulson has announced that. It needs to be done, though, right across the world, because if you don't have a stable banking system, then, as I say, the problems we've got just now will become more difficult. That's why we do need to take action, and we need to take it together.
Well, no, your Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has been quoted today, wrote an article that was published today, saying that he wanted a global restructuring of the world financial system. How should things look different than they do today?
I think they'll look different when people have confidence that the banking system has enough capital behind it, when people realise that the amount of lending between banks, which is, you know, truly astronomic, they realise that that is being supported by central banks and governments right across the world. Look, we're going through a period where if ever you wanted an illustration of how globalized the economy is now, where you see it in what's happening in the markets today. That means that central banks, it means governments have got to act together to stabilize the system, to support it in whatever way they can. Now, I believe that governments can act, and I believe that one of the positive things that we need from this weekend is a commitment not just from the world's largest economies, but from the IMF generally to make sure that we deal with this problem and also, of course, that we take steps to stop it happening again.
Alistair Darling, Britain's finance minister, aren't there indications that other governments are not quite so sure they want to intervene to the extent that Britain has?
I think things are changing pretty rapidly. You know, I was at a meeting with other European governments, finance ministers from all over Europe earlier this week, and the mood's changing because there was a while when some people thought, look, this is an American problem or it's a British problem. It's a problem in Europe. It's a problem, as you can see, in every part of the world, every government. The fact that, you know, that all the central banks of the big countries cut interest rates together, people now see this as a global problem. They see there is a problem in many parts of the banking industry where, frankly, confidence is simply broken down in a way that, you know, the present generations just don't remember. I think it is, though, important to remember that, you know, just as, you know, in the past, you know, in the 30s, the end of the Second World War, governments came together and said, look, we've got to stop this sort of thing happening again. We need to take action to support our economies. And critically, remember, at the end of the day, it's supporting people and businesses. It is absolutely essential we do that.
There was a British newspaper this week that had the headline, "We're all socialists now." Do you think it's going to be a permanent feature of the financial landscape from now on, that governments will have to be much, much more involved in the financial industry around the world?
Well, look, I understand why, you know, people go back to, you know, the old ideological arguments in the past. The reason that we're having to do this is not because of some ideological shift. I don't want to own banks. You know, I would rather the banking system got on with it and it was strong and it looked after itself. But in a case like this, as you can see around the world, markets cannot sort this problem on their own, and governments do need to be prepared to intervene on behalf of the people that elect them. People who elect them expect governments to do something to help them. That's what we're doing. That's what's happening in different parts of the world, and that's what we're going to be discussing over these next couple of days.
Alistair Darling is Britain's finance minister. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.